Hey magical souls, welcome to the Joy Podcast. Coming live from planet Earth, this is your host, Farah, aka Joy. This is the second episode, and this is a twin flame. The twin flame soul mission is love. Twin flames come to planet Earth with love, to love and for love. Think of twin flames as the fighters, the warriors, the heroes of love, the ones who revolutionize love as we know it on Earth. As commonly known in the New Age spirituality, there are three types of twin flames: the collective, the split soul, and the monadic. The collective is all of us, as young souls, the students. Our role is to learn love. We have a separate chakra system and our own karma. The split soul is some of us, as old souls, the teachers. Our role is to become love. We have a shared chakra system and karma. The only twin flame with a shared chakra system and karma is a split soul twin flame, and that is because it is one frequency, one soul, just in a half. The monadic is a few of us as ancient masters, the healers. Our role is love. We have a separate chakra system and karma. I want to talk about the split soul twin flame for a second. They are more likely to have a shared past life together than a monadic twin flame. And the reason for that is because the split soul twin flame is one soul. Therefore, the soul always seeks for itself to be whole again, and the purpose of ascending. The twin flame soul journey destination is wholeness. We only reach wholeness through walking the path. The way out is through going through hell to get to heaven, to be at home. Speaking of the journey, karmics take you to hell, soulmates take you to heaven, a twin flame takes you home. You know you are a collective twin flame if you are curious about love, what it means and what it looks like. You feel like you have a lot to learn about love. You feel that you are on a mission to overcome challenges and grow from the universal lessons. You know you are a split soul twin flame if you are drawn to the yin and yang, fairy tales, and understanding love, unconditional, unattached, unlimited. You feel like you have a lot to learn about balancing the light and the dark. You feel that you are on a mission to teach others what love is. You know you are a monadic twin flame if you are attracted to healing people. You feel like you have a lot to cure, not because you need to, but because you're able to. You feel that you are on a mission to help others ascend. On your twin flame journey, you are going to come across karmics and soulmates whose role is to guide you to your twin flame, to yourself. All the past lives, all the places, all the people, every single encounter, they all have been moments preparing you for your momentum. They all were indeed happening for you, not to you. The universe wants you to be with your twin flame in divine timing and in alignment. The universe wants you to be home, but the universe also wants you to have the mindset, the attitude, and all the main ingredients for the foundation of love. I mentioned this on my Instagram account recently, and love to echo it here for anyone who's going through a night dark of the soul or a separation with themselves. Your karmic is your abuser. Their role in your overall human experience is to wake you up. They either end you or become the end of a version of you. They show you what love is not. With them, you are almost home. Your soulmate is your healer. The role of the soulmate or soulmates in your overall human experience is to awaken you. They either elevate you or elevate with you. They show you what love is. With them, you are coming home. Your twin flame is your teacher. The role of your twin flame in your overall human experience is to enlighten you. They either free you or you free them. They show you that you are love. With them, you are at home. And I hope that kind of clarifies, because I know that a lot of people tend to think that, you know, it's just this or it's just that, but really, it's about everything. So it's not the beginning nor the destination, right? It's the journey. For the in-between determines the destination, regardless of where you've started. All of this is a part of the process. The process of you coming home and being at home with yourself. Your twin flame is yourself. Like I discussed at the beginning of this episode, we are all twin flames. We are just at different vibrations and stages. We are all here to help and guide each other, to love one another. You know who your twin flame is when you see them, because you will be seeing yourself. You will feel at home. You will experience an emotion you never felt towards anyone before. It's more than a magical encounter. It's a holy one. There are many twin flames in union. It goes without saying. And I'm very sure of that. I'm so grateful for that. And I'm obviously so proud of every twin flame out there who is in union. Oh, you shine and you're so bright and you make the universe a magical place, truly. So just wanted to share some of my favorite twin flame couples. And if you follow me on Instagram, you probably have seen my post about it. And maybe one day I will like make a series of people who I think that are twin flames, but they're not together. I just don't want to interfere in other people's love lives in that way, because I tend to do that a lot and I'm aware of it. I just tend to be someone who loves seeing people in love, not in anything that is a lot like love, but is not love, and definitely not in abuse. So yeah, right. Number one, and this is not according to anything really, it's just number one. Excuse me, I'm keeping this in the episode. I am not re-recording this. So the first one is Radhi and Jay Shetty. I mean, come on, do I even need to explain this? They literally look the same. And my guess is that they are a monadic twin flame. Got Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin. And I think out of everyone, they are the ones that I relate to most in the sense of the essence of my twin flame. And I feel like they resemble us a lot. Like who we are, our personalities, Oh, magic. And I obviously love to meet them for one day. And I relate a lot to Ratty. I think she and I are a lot alike. And so I think she and I are definitely soul sisters. And so is Dakota. But I feel like it's kind of interesting how you relate to someone on this level, but then as a couple and as like who they stand for and the love that they are, you kind of relate to them differently. I just find that very thought-provoking. And last but not least, June and Johnny Cash. And I just like don't get how we're not talking about this. I don't know if people are not aware of it. I don't know if people, just are not interested by it, but I feel like these three couples are hardcore twin flames, and it's just so obvious. And you just look at them and like you feel like you're seeing the same person twice, just kind of like in a female male version. And obviously, like, it's not about gender, but it's just because they're all heterosexual. So I am really looking forward to, exploring more twin flame couples who are, from the same gender or transgender or non-binary or any of the other genders. I just think it's very lovely to see, and I think it goes to show really that love is love, right? And love knows no gender. And is gender even a thing at this point, right? So I think each twin flame couple has their own version of love and what love is. So for example, June and Johnny Cash, I think it's a good example of saying that, hey, you meet your twin flame when you're with someone, and it happens to a lot of people, right? Like we think, oh, we're gonna meet the love of our soul when everything is perfect and everything is amazing and you're your best self. But honestly, for some people that happens, but for a lot of us, that's not the case. A lot of the time we meet our twin flame when we're not ready, when we're not awakened, when we are with someone, or maybe when they are with someone, maybe they even have children, right? So I'm not saying it's complex. I'm just saying that it's all for a reason. And it's not that you're not destined for each other. It's that in this very exact moment, you're not meant to be in yin yin. You're meant to be healing and working on yourselves. And I think with June and Johnny, we see that a lot in their story, right? And how they, ended up being together with their music, and that was kind of their soul mission. When we look at Ratty and Jay, they both have their own mission, what they're doing, but now they're collaborating in business together. And I think a lot of their mission is about being a conscious being and making conscious choices and being at peace with yourself. And they do it differently. It looks different, right? But then they come together, and it's just the most beautiful thing ever. With Dakota and Chris, I know she's in acting and all of that, and he's in music. And for me, the moment that I knew they were twin flames, which was really late, and I truly apologize for that, but it was when he released My Universe. And I was like, yep, that moment when he says, there's a paradise that couldn't capture the bright infinity in your eyes. And I'm like, exactly that. There is no way he wrote the song after he met her and he dedicated it to her and she's not his twin flame. I refuse to believe that. It makes zero sense. And also, when you see them and how they talk and how they interact, they literally like talk the same way. And you think, oh, yeah, that's something Chris would say. Or, yeah, that makes sense. That is something Dakota would say. And they are both like low key, very down to earth people, and very quirky and goofy. And they really embrace their inner child, right? So, twin flames tend to be very different but also at their core, they're the exact same. And I remember I've seen an interview or like a clip about Radhi and Jay, and they were saying how like they have complete different tastes. Like he likes sweets, I guess, like chocolate, and she doesn't. But they both love tea. They're both are vegan, right? So like sometimes the differences might feel like they are huge. I think he's an introvert and she's an extrovert. She loves the mountains, he loves the beach, or vice versa. Like you could see these and be like, oh no, we don't work. But that's all about the yin and yang, right? You're gonna most likely in a twin flame couple, you're going to see that one is going to be introverted, the other one is going to be extroverted. One person might be really fearful or anxious, and the other person might be really brave and calm. And so the reason why is because they, obviously we all have those things in us, but you're gonna see in twin flames one that leads more to the one side than the other, and vice versa, because it's all about balance. It's all about really showing themselves and everybody else in the universe how to do it. And once we are able to embrace our feminine and masculine energies, that's when we become the best version of ourselves, our higher self, right? And we ascend and we become that highest level of consciousness. And so to kind of wrap this up, I want you to think of a twin flame is you, a twin flame is me, a twin flame is all of us. And I love to know what twin flame you think you are, a collective, a split soul, or a monadic. For me, I feel like I'm a split soul twin flame, and especially when I was learning about all of this and I reflected on my book and reread it, and I'm like, yeah, it sounds like I wrote a book for a split soul twin flame, or from that perspective, not from a monadic. And I truly was like so heartbroken when I first came to that knowledge, because I was like, no, I want this to be my last life. And I've read that monadics have a last life, like whenever they are on planet Earth, that's their last life. So I feel like I'm really, really drawn into knowing more about this and see, do split soul twin flames have a last life even though they're split? Right, because I do believe in free will and I do believe in that, but I also believe like it's, life is like a video game, right? And you can't go to level 2 or 3 without going to level 1. And so each level you pass, you advance and you learn those universal lessons, those versions of yourselves. So in order for you to like master this video game, this dream, you have to be at the top level. And if you know how like whenever you, let's say, gives you game over, you lose in this level, you have to repeat it. And I think that's what life is all about. You continue repeating and repeating until you get to the top. So yeah, we'll see. And obviously I will be sharing this, whether it's on the podcast or on my Instagram account. So please stay tuned and join me on my journey, obviously. And so I'm also curious. So one, love to know what kind of twin flame you are, like what type. And then the other thing I'm curious to know is, do you have a favorite twin flame couple? Love to know that. So DM me at farahthepoet_ on Instagram. And let's get this conversation going. And until then, I will see you next time.